from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There are big goings-on in the world of baseball at large, of course, were happening some hours north and east in Cooperstown, New York. Baseball Hall of Fame inductions. Joe Mauer, Todd Helton, Adrian Beltre. No word on whether or not anyone touched Adrian Beltre's head during the proceedings. And then Jim Leland, of course, also enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Donnie, did you catch any of what Leland had to say in his remarks about all this?
I saw little clips here and there, and I had... last week I had Lanny Fratteri on the show. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. I had John Parrotto on Bucco Talk on Saturday morning.
Very nice.
Jason Mackey, who we will have on in about 2 hours, he was with me on Friday. All three of them talked about how quickly they think Jim Leland would get emotional in his speech. All three of them brought that up.
Well, here's a snippet of what Jim Leland had to say. I too was catching clips of this, and I thought this was really good.
In 1985, I got my chance when Sid Thrift of the Pittsburgh Pirates hired me to manage the Buccos. Thank you, Sid. What a job he did, and who could ever forget the Killer Bees? It was my first of four teams that I had the honor to manage: the Pirates, the Marlins, the Rockies, and the Tigers. And there was something special about all of them. The Pirates, because they gave me my first chance, and I'll never forget that. And there are some Pirate players here today. Bob Walk, John Wehner, Andy Van Slyke, and I certainly have to mention Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, Jay Bell, Doug Drabek. I'd love to mention everybody, but I just can't. I never felt like manager and fans in Pittsburgh. It felt more like manager and friends. I know we made you happy, and I know we broke your heart, but I always felt that we were in it together. I'd also like to thank Larry Doty, Ted Simmons, and Cam Bonifay, who I worked with in Pittsburgh, and also, at the time, the 13 corporations that probably saved the Pirates.
He got choked up there. He also, Donnie, there's another one that's on my Twitter feed if you want to get one more from Leland here that I tweeted out. The Tigers Twitter feed actually sent it out. You can play it straight away. It's fine. There's nothing obviously profane. Jim Leland wasn't up there ripping darts and then dropping F-bombs. But that first clip I thought was great. Because you know what? Like when you hear somebody that managed the team talk like that, not that it doesn't stick with them when they have a tough loss, or you know, obviously the highs and the lows are what they are, Donnie, before we hear this other clip from Leland. But like, to hear him get choked up about basically like not being able to get all the way across the finish line, I don't know. I think I identify with that as a fan, because you know there were not many dry eyes and houses in Southwest Pennsylvania in 92 especially. I think sometimes what happens in sports is guys are making a lot of money to play these games. They're also not like native Pittsburghers, right? So there's this idea that, well, these guys care just as much as we do. They want to win, sure, but there's not like that sort of letdown that you get if you're from the city, if you've been a fan of that team all your life. In fact, guys, I'm sure, get drafted every day or get drafted every year who get picked by the team that they grew up rooting against. And so I just thought it was neat to hear him get choked up still 30 plus years later, maybe for the wrong reasons, obviously, because they didn't get it done. But you could tell how much he cared. And I think that's one of the things people liked the most about him. He very visibly, in a different era for baseball, in a different era as far as how managers interacted with players and everything else, very visibly gave a crap. This is the other part that I really liked from Leland from yesterday's speech.
And in closing, I would like to say this to the fans. No matter which Hall of Famer you're here to support today or which team you cheer for, your presence is always felt. On your feet in the ninth, with the home team clinging to a one-run lead, turning on your television for the first game of the World Series, and seeing 50,000 fans waving towels, hoping and praying that this may be their year. Or a little boy or girl getting their first autograph and scurrying back to the stands to show mom and dad their latest treasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that's you. That's baseball, and this is the Hall of Fame. Thank you very much.
What do you think of that, Donnie? You think if John Football was watching that, he would have gotten a little glassy-eyed?
I could see it. I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask him if he has seen anything from that. I mean, the man led a very special time in Pirates baseball. I mean, yeah, we all know that they didn't ultimately get it done, but still some very, very memorable years. Another thing off the point that you just made before we played that clip,
yeah.
I also think a reason why, and you said it, why it felt a little bit more serious to Leland maybe than some of the players who would be in and out of town. I think people always loved the fact that Leland, settled down here. He lived
here
for a
while. Club.
He's still around. This is the place that he chose to live and raise his family. I think that really speaks volumes to a lot of people, and that earns a lot of points.
You know, I would hope that baseball was listening to that second clip, and I'm not singling out any one team here. I mean that when I say this. People are going to think I am. You would hope, though, when he talks very authentically, the point of tears, because he's envisioning, you know, the scenario which he's describing, and it's moving him to tears. A kid showing mom and dad, you know, Jim Leland's, 80 years old, I think, now? A kid showing mom and dad their new autographed baseball. I would hope baseball's taking notes on stuff like that, on the fact that the fans are important, and specifically fans in markets where the teams just usually aren't that competitive, and trying to find a way to make the game even a little bit, because I think there's ways you could probably do it, maybe make it a little bit more equitable, or make it so that fans of those teams compel the owners of those teams to make it more worth their while. We had a situation like that actually on Friday. At the game, one of my relatives has some connections within the Pirates organization and got other relatives, you know, their relatives. So these are my in-laws relatives at this point. They're Phillies fans, Donnie. And they got their little son into batting practice on the field. Comes back with a baseball signed by Trey Turner, Rowdy Tellez, couple other Phillies players. Kid had a grin a mile wide. This is sentimental me talking, but I hope baseball realizes there are still chances to get lots more young fans by trying to figure out how it is that it isn't just the Phillies, the Dodgers, et cetera, that are good every year. You can have this in more places than just the 7 to 10 teams that are mostly running the league every single year. Nothing from the football guy. Rendered speechless.
I didn't know when you wanted to end it there,
I was just stopping it for you if you wanted to throw in anything else. It's okay.
I think baseball is the easiest sport to have that stuff happen. It's certainly, you can get access a lot more easily, I think, than the other sports.
It's also the sport that requires the least in the way of a team showing signs of life, I think, to suck people back in. That part I really believe. I don't know why. Football season is such that you almost can't ever get too high or low about your team because the next game's a week away and it feels like it's over quick. I would say the Pirates feel like they're back with a lot of younger fans right now, and they're 50-49, 99 games into.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.